This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A federal judge Thursday ordered the family of the man accused of firebombing peaceful demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall to be released from immigration detention. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The El Gamal Suleiman family had pending asylum claims and work authorizations. The father was arrested for allegedly throwing homemade Molotov cocktails at a group of mostly older pro-Israeli demonstrators last summer. One was killed. After the man was arrested, his family, including five children, were all detained by ICE and moved to a family detention center in Texas. A federal judge there has now ordered them released while their asylum claims play out in immigration court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has introduced a bill requiring federal law enforcement get a warrant for wireless surveillance. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In introducing the Surveillance Accountability Act, Boebert recounted how wireless surveillance has been used against her and her family, whether it be facial recognition or license plate reading. Boebert says the bill is about ensuring the Fourth Amendment is upheld.
It protects every American from out-of-touch control of the federal government that thinks it owns your data, your movements, and your life.
Among other things, the bill would require a warrant for government-initiated searches, including facial recognition scanning in public spaces, and prohibits the federal government from putting pressure on local law enforcement to share warrantlessly collected surveillance data. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has recorded its 17th measles case of the year. Public health officials say an unvaccinated child in Lake County caught the highly contagious virus. Lake County High School, St. Vincent Hospital Emergency Department, and a Leadville restaurant are listed as possible exposure locations. Health officials encourage anyone experiencing measles symptoms, like fever, runny nose, and red eyes, followed by a rash, to notify medical facilities ahead of their arrival to limit exposure. This is CPR News.